Well, welcome, welcome. We've got DJ Likorika and Lincoln from Forest and Bird, and you guys are here to talk about a Forest and Bird initiative. Would that be right?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. So, Lincoln, tell us about what this is all about.
On the 5th of August, Sunday the 5th of August, Forest and Bird is having a tree planting, native tree planting event in our Onatangi Forest and Bird Reserve. And in order to, we've had a bit of trouble over the years in terms of getting people, you know, volunteers to come in and help with tree plantings.
Is that because they're going to be knee-deep in mud digging?
Well,
on a Saturday morning, do you think?
Could be part of the reason on a Sunday. This is Sunday, the 5th of August. But I've been to lots of other tree planting events that have been huge successes. You know, lots of people come and have a really great time and achieve a lot. You know, planting trees, kids, and things like that.
planting the kids. Yeah. Oh, suddenly I feel that millions of people are going to be turning up. Yeah, go on. Planting kids to music. Yeah, go on.
And, you know, people within Forest and Bird, who I work for, have been, you know, talking for ages, oh, how do we get more people, how do we get more young people, et cetera, et cetera. And now I've got the reins and I'm trying to do just that, and I thought we're going to have a DJ, the one and only Chika Likorika, to DJ. So it's quite a big undertaking. We're setting up a sound system, which has been really generously lent by Pat from who was at the Lazy Lounge.
Oh, that's really nice.
Lending his sound system, and. A whole lot of other people have been really helpful and interested in this, so that we can plant trees to the music.
Look, I think it sounds like an amazing idea, and it really, you know, creates an event out of something which sounds, you know, I guess if you're really interested in plants and you're not too sleepy on a Sunday morning, you'd turn up, but you're really turning it into a really, you know, positive event that, as you say, like young people, but presumably other people as well, are just going to enjoy being a part of. So, DJ Likorika, so who's just returned from overseas. So, what kinds of music do you think you might be playing?
I'll be probably starting off slowly on the day. I've actually pulled out a playlist which I made for a yoga teacher I know. So, it'll be something in that kind of vein, slow tempo. Probably for the first half of it, just as everyone wakes up and warms up and gets into the digging the trees, digging the tunes. Ah, there's just so many puns to be made. I'll probably play a couple of tracks later on, if you like, Sharon, I can.
Yeah, would you want to play one now? Something.
Sure.
Are you going to? I know you're quite interested in world music. Is it going to have a bit of a world music theme?
So it'll be usual flavour, sort of stuff that I've been playing around Waiheke since last year. A lot of cumbia, and probably some swing, electro swing, which is getting really popular in Europe at the moment, and maybe some Balkan, which is very very upbeat. And yes, things with a little bit of a, what would you say, a sort of a Egyptian sounds and Arabian sounds.
Oh, cool. The problem for this for me is I'm probably going to spend more time listening to the music than actually planting.
You know,
is that okay?
You can do both at the same time, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. I just sense it's going to slow me down.
Multi-talented, yeah.
It'll make you want to move, and so you can channel that movement
into the planting. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I see. You know, you could combine with lots of different things. I mean, this is just the beginning, isn't it, Lincoln? I mean, you could then have planting yoga or something, and people sort of, you know, no, you don't. And think?
We were talking about in the future, because Jodine's got friends in Aussie who do a similar sort of thing called transplant.
Oh, okay.
And they've got like solar powered generators and things to power their sound systems, and
right, yeah.
And so it'd
not
be great
to power the spades, though. That still requires a bit of homework,
the manual labour.
So it'd be great if, you know, in the future, if this is successful,
yeah,
then we can try and develop it a more down those sort of lines.
Yeah. Lovely, great. Well, let's have a track and then we'll just finish off talking a bit more and then have one more track before the end of the show.
Yep. Sure. I'm going to play Tambora from Bombay Stereo, who are a Colombian group. Now, I am plugged in there. Let's check. It's a bit of a slow lead in on this one, I think. Is it coming?
Is that actually on? Do I need to push one of those down?
I have to. If somebody's changed it. Oh, you know what it is? I've got it here. It's the volume control here.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. So, DJ Nikorika, what was that?
Yeah, so that was Bomba Estéreo, a group from Colombia, playing a track called Tambora. They play what they call, I guess, psychedelic cumbia. So I'll be playing a very gentle version of my normal sets, obviously, on the Sunday. I've got, you know, a bit of Nicodemus, bit of Bollywood sounds, you know, quite a range, as usual, of world music. But not we're not talking banging trance here or hardcore or anything kind of atrocious that's going to box your ears and while you're trying to have your peaceful kind of connect with nature experience with the trees. So
lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it sounds great. And so, Lincoln, just to finish us off, where do people meet and what do they bring?
Yeah, bring spades, gloves, good suitable footwear. We're meeting at the Trig Hill Road entrance to the Forest and Bird Reserve in Onatangi, which is
up the top of Trigger Hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there might not be that much parking. I mean, of course, if you're cycling, you'll be fine if you survive the trip up Trig Hill. But otherwise, it might be good to park kind of at the end.
Yeah.
Rather than you might run out of parking just by the entrance.
Yeah.
And are there going to be balloons or something that people know?
That's
if
right,
they haven't been up there?
I'm going to show balloons. And we're having a sausage sizzle afterwards.
Oh, great.
So it's from 10 to 1 on Sunday, the 5th of August.
Lovely. And anyone can come and kids are welcome.
Yeah, especially trying to target people with families and kids as well, because I think it's really important for the kids to be involved in, you know, learning about how to develop a sense of ownership of their environment and also
learning how to plant trees. That can be useful for lots of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be showing that as well.
Mm. And what kinds of trees are we planting?
All native trees, basic re-veg stuff, but some beautiful tautata trees and karaka trees, mahoe, mapo, hopara, manuka kanuka. Plenty of different things.
Lovely. So we will have a leader that says plant this here, or are we just
they'll all be spaced out in their ready positions.
Oh, I see. Ready to go.
Ready to rock and roll.
So we're going to have like digging competitions.
No.
Up your spades now.
Yeah, the fifth most successful digger will get a tree.
An outdoor gas heater. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right. Look, lovely. Thanks both for coming in.